We're up to the Yitzayin of the Beis, four lines to the bottom.
Yeah, where's the Eilat?
Tani Miglent. I'm here, Yom Yitzhashem. We know that. Tani Miglent.
You know that.
Tani Miglent. Mizrach Umayriv. Hayin Asuni. Remember, Machlekes had the Shulchan wasn't how the Meneda was. Shulchanus. He said the 10 Shulchanus plus the Moshe's 11 were spread out from east to west. Which is all right. They're all on the top and side, east to west. Divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I meant tzof and v'dorim ayin asunim. By the way, it's from north and south, which is the problem. Manda mizach ma'irim nicha makes sense. Why? Because kulinary and lishidas are all on the top and side, they're all suitable to be used. Of manda mitzof and v'dorim, nim tzashulchan v'dorim. But the one who holds that it was tzof and v'dorim comes out half the tables was on the dorim side, and you can't use them. And and it comes that the menaita will be in tzafen. What time we learn? Our shulchan, our yinosan, mechetzia bais lefnim. Yeah, sorry. Shulchan bedarim. And Gemara answers the question. No answer. Then the Gemara starts off. Menaita b'tzafen. Where is the menaita? The menaita that we had the shulchan that tzafen. The menaita is what's being done. Alcheda, the 13 menaitas. We're a bit suffering, but most of the Mefarshim are not great, because it doesn't fit into anything. We learned how Shulchan Hayinosin Mechatzi Habayis Olefnim. Where exactly was the Shulchan positioned? The Heichel was 40 Amos long. The door was on the east side. It wasn't on the 20 Amos in the east side of the room, it was on the 20 Amos on the west side of the room, closer to Kodesh. Yeah, to the Kodesh Gedoshim. Closer to Kodesh Gedoshim. But Moshech Menach Kaisel Beis Amos Amachta. How distant was it from the wall? 2.5 Amos off the wall. Klapei Atzaf towards the north. And the Shulchan was on the north side of the northwest side of the room, but 2.5 Amos from the wall. And the Meneda, where was the Meneda? Also in the second half of the room, the inner half of the room, in the sanctum. Kenegedoi was direct line from the Shulchan, but we're Bedarim on the south side. Where was the Mizbeach Hazav? The Rabbah was in the middle of the room, right in the middle, but it didn't block the eyesight, the line of view or vision between the two, the Shulchan and Neda. So it was a bit towards the door. It's facing the door a little bit. Towards the east. Like a segel, exactly. Chayil Gadabai was dividing the house. Mechetzalafnim towards the inside, Moshul Kima, but it was drawn in a little bit towards the east. Klape Chutz, the Kulin Hayanosn Nitin Mishlisha Bayis Lefnim. Comes out that if you take the entire, the Kodesh Kedosh was 20 Amos. Kodesh Heichel was 40 Amos, so a total of 60. But the first 20 Amos, we said nothing was there. Everything was in the second 20 and the third 20. So it comes out the first third, the first third of the bayis was empty. He made 10 kimishpet like we're supposed to. Don't remember told him to make it. I don't remember why. There's a hezber why he told him to make all these extras. Not just for splendor. We had a machlekes if you lit on these menedas or not. Or you used the other shulchanos or not. What the idea was.
They're all identical? Or?
Yeah. All identical. Except he also built kruvim. But the kruvim, his kruvim were different than Moshe Rabbeinu's kruvim. His kruvim not on the other, they were on the floor. And went up to the ceiling. Exactly the same. What did he say?
Where did he place? The menorah that Moshe made, was that the one that Aaron lit?
Definitely the main one was Moshe. The machlekes is whether they also used other menorahs as well from time to time. It says here. Regarding double melt tzivu tishlei.
No.
In the Teda.
Yeah.
Okay, but full on a hezbiyah. Yeah. What it's all about. Okay, look in Meshach Chochma. Yadam Neres Azov, Esse Kimish Pevayitim Eich Lashay, put it, Mimini Mizeh, Mismael, put it, Hey, Mimini, Hey, Mismael, five in the right and five in the left. In time, if you can say Chomish Bet Tzafen, we're repeating again, five in the north, by the Meneda, and Chomish Bet Dorim, five in the south. Halo, Eina Meneda, Kshayla Bet Dorim, we just said a minute ago, the Meneda is being the south side of the room. If you can have five in the north and five in the south, the five in the north are no good. Shnemer says, Vesam Meneda, Neich Rav Shulchan, Al Yerech HaMishkan Timona. They're on the same line, but fire on the right, fire on the left. Now, l'cheder, if you learn that they did not use the shulchan of Shlomo, or they used the menorah of Shlomo, and who cares where, if it was on the wrong side of the room? This l'cheder question, that the l'cheder on the wrong side of the room, how can you use it, is only according to the Tana that says that they actually used it. That's a problem. But according to the other Tana, what's the difference? It's only there to make it beautiful, to make it nice. Then l'cheder is not a problem. So this opinion holds. They only used to use Moshe. Shneim it says a menoras hazav and it says levaya bed. It says in Loshon Yochi menoras hazav, singular. Only this menora was lit. Bed every night. However, the basic you don't admit al kulana yemavid. Just like he argued before by the Shulchan, he also argued by menora. They used all them. Shneim it says the es hamenoras. It says in plural. So we see that what that it was every they used the menorah plural. Mishlem was also used.
Then is it possible that the one of Moshe was used l'shem mitzvah blockers neiros, and the other one was more hidur?
It sounds like it was a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. One of the answers they give, it says that we say in Al Nissim by lechatzer the liken neir lechatzer is kochecha. What are these extra chatzer? Someone say was shleim is menorahs. And Shleim Benedis, they lit in the chatzah because it's not the mitzvah.
No,
which makes sense, that wasn't the mitzvah. So just to make light. Yeah, they had wood and yeah. They still lit, but definitely lit. That was a whole nest. They definitely lit to Meneda, but they built more. They built another. Yeah. Yeah. But if you hold like the Tana that says that they didn't use Shleim as Meneda for the mitzvah, it was there just to beautify it. So it didn't necessarily have to be also in the Kaddish. So they took those menorahs, put it outside in the big chatzah, put the aluminum. It's definitely not a mitzvah in there. It's definitely not a mitzvah in there because chatzahs. Yeah, but what are these vitli in the chatzah kashecha? So the chatzah sefer, they all talk about it. Yeah, so someone says shleim menorahs, according to one who holds that's not. Imagine. It says in Potavaita, Zohav Sogur, they refined the gold, Ba'perach, the Hanedes, Ba'milkechayim, Zohav, who, Michloi Zohav, Hang, Ba'wat, Kolu Zohav, Shalmosha. Basically, they had no gold left. They used up all the gold for the Menade and all of these things. Tony, Rav Yehuda, Mishemasi, Hoyeshleiman Neitel, we had it in our Gemara as well. Shleiman took 11 kikri Zohav, it took 1,000 kikrim of gold. And he put this in this big furnace to take out all the foreign elements or alloys. And he kept on extracting it. The 1,000 were reduced to 1 kikir, but it was pure. The whole thing was 1 kikir. Tanya, we learn. They had one dinner zav. The one from Shleima was one dinner zav more than Moshe's. And l'cheder v'ichnisei l'kur shmeinim pam. They put it back into the oven, a furnace, 80 times to see whether you can refine it further to bring it down to exactly Moshe's. L'chaser klum. And then nothing was reduced. In other words, it was so pure. And that's what it was. The yos, and it's right. Adela yakum albere cold man. You didn't really refine it. Have a chaser. Sagin. That every time you did it, a little bit more was missing. But mindukayim albere. But once you already sorted out the chaser klum, you put it fine 100 times, nothing is going to happen.
Once it's refined totally.
Exactly. There's nothing to. There's no foreign elements there. There were 13 horns in the Migdal, the last little horn of the people could put the hand in there. This was written on the horns, and they're written according to one day in Aramaic, one day in Hebrew. These are the new coins, and the next one's written, these are old coins. The new coins are this year's, and the old coins are those people didn't bring last year, they came along and brought it in. kinin v'geizle oila. They said over here, these were the ones for the kinin for the doves, and these are the geizle oila. These are the birds of oila. Eitzim, this is the shayfer for wood for the mizbeach, and this is the levaina for the lechem aponim. This is the zav lekapaitis. This is the zav. Machleki, the zav kapaitis means for clay shadus, and kipaita, from the word kipaita, because every clay shadus is mechapit, or like kapaitis, this is the gold that they use to for the better kabais.
It's not
the Kabbalah,
sorry.
No. Yeah, no, better Kabbalah. Michal. Shisha l'nedava, then there were six horns for general nedava that was used to keep the Mizbeach occupied. Now the Mishnah explains. Takni chalatin shebuchal shalom shalom. Every year the new shkolim they used to put into this shayfer. Atikin, what's atikin? Mishalai hevish. Takir shayke l'shonabah. If you got to bring last year, this year you bring Ozef last year, you put it in the shayfer. Kinin, hein toidin. These are the larger pigeons, the glazed island, and these are the doves, the small ones. Kulan oilas. And what do? These toidin ibn ayyainu. Remember, a zov and a yeledas, when they bring kainim, they have to bring two, an oil and a chattas. So Buddha says, no, we didn't bring that. Those kind of kainim, which are choy, we didn't allow. We'll soon see tomorrow why not. He was scared that if the person who brought it would die, then you have mechat without a bailim, then it ruins everything in the kasa. So we didn't have it. So he said, the only one you brought up there was Eilis the Dava. Diba Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim Maimino, Kinin Echad Chatzas Vechad Eila. Even the Zavim and the Yael, they all brought it there.
Where were these Shafers located?
Where people can go in and drop it in. People have to be able to go in and drop the money in. They had before. You got the money from. They got it from the shkola.
I understand, yeah, but which shkola? It was a separate box. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was part of the kabbana. Yeah. Yeah. Goizle oila. The goizle oila obviously kulin oila. They're all oila. If a guy says, "Arei alai eitzim," if a person says, "I will donate wood," if you say stam wood, you have to give a minimum of two, because that's the minimum you put him as bech. If you clearly say, "I only give one as one," but if you don't say, it's two. And also, we say stam eitzim is what you need on the mizbech. And minadin, how many need on the mizbech? Shnei gizim. Levoina, if you say stam, I'm going to give Levoina this incense. The minimum amount you give is a kaimit, a kmitzah. We'll soon see why. Because you learn the lechapanim from Minchin over there, it's a kaimit. Even the lechapanim, you're supposed to bring two. You have to have two Levoinas, each te maracha. But nevertheless, if you say stam, you yaitze with one, because kaimit is Levoina is one. Like they're two separate kabanas. Zov, gold, what's the minimum? If you say stam, gold. Is medina, zov, less than a dinner, gold. Shish and dove, the six shayfers they use for the dove, and the dove, what they do with it, they used to buy oilers to put them as bech. And what happens? Ha bossa, the flesh of that of those oilers, l'shem, remained on them as bech. They were an oiler. But the oilers, the hide, l'kainin, they went to the kainin. And how do we know that? How do we know those are the kabbalas he brought? Ze midrash dodesh yodik kohen gadol. Yodik kohen gadol, the word for yodesh melech. He dash in the pasuk where it says asham hu. It's an asham. Sounds like it's an asham with a normal din of asham. With pot goes for kohen teeth and so on. And then it says asham 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 that the whole thing goes to Eibishter. How's that work? Is there a klal? Koshu ba mashem chatas mashem ashama. That any leftover money, you set aside money for chatas and ashama, but you only need $100, you put aside 110, so that remaining money is used for what? Yilker ben oilers. What should you buy with it? Not a chatas and ashama, you buy an oiler. Why an oiler? Because he can be yaitz of the pasik. Ha basal l'shem, all the meat goes to the Ebeshavim's bear. And ha oilers l'kainim, oigo l'kainim. Nimtzu shnei k'sumik ha'yamin, bol p'sukim ha'kayim, oshem l'ashem ba'oshem l'koyim. The pasuk oshem hu and oshem l'ashem, both of them l'koyim. Part of it goes to the kainim, the oil, and part of it goes to the Eibishter. And how do we know that's what Yehoyada meant? Because Yehoyada later said, kesev oshem v'kesev chatuz lo'yavi beis Hashem l'koyinim iyu. The money of the oshem, the money chatuz, don't bring it to Hashem, it goes to kainim. When it goes to kainim, the oil goes to kainim. You buy an oil with it. So do you want a tanning lent? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Lahaya Shayfer Shal Kinyan B'Yishalayim. Rabbi Yehuda gave a reason. Why Tucker didn't they have this Kinyan B'Yishalayim in the Taruvus? We're worried about Taruvus. Shema Tomus Achas comes out. Whatever, if you put a Chattas in there, what happened when the owner of the Chattas dies? Comes out, Benim Tzad Mei Chattas, Mitzvahs Murabe. And what happened to the Chattas Mei Sabaleh? You know, I'll bring it up. Comes out that mixed up in this whole, of that day's stock, is a carbon can use, and then ruins everybody else. But Tanya, we learned Ha'isha she'amar adei lekain mevid mekain. But no, she's asking more questions. It says mefeidir that if a woman has a chiyuv, whether she's a yeledes or a zava, she goes, she puts the money in the box, so she can go home resting assured that the kohen would do the right thing. But chelas bekachim ve'ne chashash Hashem is atzam. And I worry the kohen were lazy and didn't do the job. And at the same time, the kohen can bring all the money in that box into the thing. And we see klar that the kohen can go into this box, take all the money, use it for the mekanim. And when I worry that maybe exactly, everyone has a cheskes kain. Everyone has a cheskes kain. Once it happened, we always say shema yomus chayshina, shema mes loy chayshina. In other words, everyone has a chazaka that they're alive. In the future, everyone will, one day will pass away. So you're always scared that maybe it'll happen today, tomorrow. Once the money's put in, we're not worried. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say the ma'aseh that we don't let them put in because maybe mixed in mechatas shemaisa ba'ala? So the Gemara kik what Rabbi Yehuda's chayshus is that we're going to find out if we don't know when our chayshus is a problem because the raven is invited. But if we, he's worried that we're going to allow them to put chatas in, and then we're going to find at 4 o'clock in the afternoon that this woman died, and then it'll cause a problem. So why and they'll ruin that day's stock. So why chatchila put yourself in that situation? If we taka don't know, we're not worried. But what's a beauty worried that we're going to find out? If he says don't put yourself chatchila in this dicey situation. Yeah, that's brave. We'll see in a minute. Kika. And we're in a case where Taki died. So the Gemara asked, Gemara said, what's the big problem? How much do you put in? 4 zuz. So if you find that the person died, take out 4 zuz and you say that this is the money, that this is his money, the breda. Yeah, I mean, in Nevada, if you're talking about a case where you know for sure the guy died, you're not saying you're worried somebody maybe died, and then how much money should you take out? Maybe 10 people died. But we're talking about a case where we talk and know that a person passed away. Yeah, I mean, Nivra Dalla Zuzi, let's select 4 Zuzi. And Nijde Benoheda, throw it away in the river. Ve'idu Glishtan, the rest should be mavuder, that it's all right. So the Gemara, I mean, Ma'alma, Rabbi Yehuda, less than Breda. Rabbi Yehuda don't believe in Breda, so you can't do that.
And if you could taka identify his coins?
That's not, in theory, then that's, yeah, then that's all right. How can you do that? How do you identify
coins? He had some mark on his coin, a scratch on it.
Well, we say we learn more Elmer Tzitz, it's not a simile, because maybe because the name on your coin is not a simile, because maybe you spent it, and it came out of somebody else's shoes. You find it up as dollars, you know, and whose is it? I've given it. So the Rabbi said, Rabbi Yehima, Be'rabboi, Namar Abba Mamal, Rabbi Yehisa. Bear a boy says in the name Omar Baba Mamal Boy. Omar, he said, a boy that Bar Mamal Boy has a question. Omar, what happens to Hariyala 8? If he says in singular, I bring a palm of a wood, then maybe goes to you have the right. When do we say you bring Shnei 8? If he says Gzorim, but if you say clearly 8, you say 8, you bring one. You have a right to donate as much as you want, or as little as you want. Omar Abulazim, I see Omar Kanye Misha says, she's that carbon from the outside, the carbon from the outside. You hide it, and we learn. Tama, we learn there. Shnayim biyodam shnei gizei etzim. That if they have two and they bring shnei gizei etzim, that means one can bring only one piece of eights. Carbon. It says in the pasuk carbon. The pasuk says a person minad of a mincha. Carbon. The word carbon is extra. The rabbi says etzim. The word carbon is extra to teach you that etzim is also considered a carbon. What's considered a carbon? In other words, since the two kohenim, each one brings one gez when they go up to the Beit Hamikdash and Mizbeach to do the job, each one brings one piece of wood. There's a raya that each piece of wood is an individual carbon. So if you say, I want to donate one piece of wood, you can, because each individual wood is a piece of carbon. How do you know b'chlal wood is considered a carbon? So we bring a pasuk from the, it says by mincha, carbon mincha, it says carbon mincha, what do you mean carbon mincha? Everyone knows what mincha is. They'll tell you what, that there's another carbon, which is an eitzim. Now this interesting Rishon Levi says, what's the size of the eitzim? Oivian amma, it's 1 amma thick. And what's 1 amma thick? But amma shechekes. It's the big amma. In other words, when you have four fingers is a tefach, 6 tefachim is an amma. But 4 fingers can be held together, 4 fingers can be a little bit open. Shechekes. So he has, it's like an extra etzba. So he has 4 fingers shechekes open.
Mean, 6 tefach amma compared to 5 tefach amma?
No. Ve'arkam ba'amma gudumah. And he said, but the length is not a full amma, it's an amma gedumah where the fingers are compressed together.
So it's wider than
the... Yeah, but you know how wide it is? You know how thick, you know, where do you get a wood that's an amma wide?
Big tree.
Very thick tree. What do you guys... The trunk. Yeah, but even the trunk, an amma, it's a big tree.
We're into old growth forest logging.
And how did one guy carry it? You know how heavy that would be? a piece of wood like this, an amma by an amma, a solid trunk. This thick, you can have soft wood.
And how are they boiling for tzoloyim?
It had to be dry. Remember, it had to be dry.
To check the inside of it.
So that's why they're going to dry season.
Then you can check the external
How do we know that it wasn't a full armor? You know, it was like a shorter.
Like a cube.
It wasn't a square because it's not.
It's a bit shorter on one side.
Yeah, exactly, like a rectangle.
But what about? We've got two dimensions now. We've got the width and the length. But what about how?
No, there's no width and length. It's not a square.
It's a lot.
So what you do is
the diameter. You have the diameter this way.
The diameter is an armor, but it's a loose armor, and the thing is very interesting.
And the length was the thing. Why is the length compacted? He said like this. You know why? Kahaydin, we learn. Tom on this. Shnayim be yodin shnegi. Oh, we did that already. Abishur b'leib amir. Oyvin ama ba'ama shechekes. Ba'orka ba'ama geduma. Abchayni b'shur ba'ami k'min turtani. He says it was like a turtani. I'm not exactly sure what a turtani is. It's some kind of a scale or something, but I'm not sure what a turtani is.
It's a stick upon which scales hang.
So what does that mean?
Balance beam.
It says like it's like when you pile up something in a keli and you
build. Small amount.
What size is it? What exactly is it? How much is it? Anyway, why is he arguing say it's smaller? Because the whole marach was only one amma by one amma, and even Shlomo HaMelech when in the second base of Midrash, first base of Midrash, we had Mizbech was 24 by 24, but the marach itself was only one amma by one amma. So how can you have the woods poking out? You remember we have a rule that you can't have an amma sitting inside an amma. So it has to be shorter. That's why he said it was shorter. That's why it was a compressed amma. Yeah, but what about this turtani? I guess maybe that's why the turtani as well. The length couldn't be a full an amma shechakis. Yeah, it's heaps. That's right. Yeah. So what size was it?
And there our level penetrates the heat more deeply. Thus, levels of more effectively than.
So what size was it?
Small
than an amma.
Yeah.
And what? There's no shear. I didn't see anything in the Mefarshim. Okay. Same more right there. But Tani came. We learned amma yisay. We learned that everything in the mizbech was an amma. The yisay was an amma. Amma saved. The saved was an amma. Amma karkov. The space where the kohen walked around the top of his back was an amma, but amma kronos, and the kronos were an amma, and but amma marocha, the marocha was also only an amma. So if it was an amma, that's why the word had to be smaller. Levoina, levichem kaimid, levoina, the minister gives the kaimids. Nema kan askara, it says over here, hiktira kohenos askarosa. Nema lahalan says later on, by a carbon minche, it says also askara. Also, the coin should be marked as skoda. Mas skoda amal halons mele came it's a fistful. Af skoda amakam mele came it's a fistful. So we know that levaina is a fistful. Ima skoda mule halon shnei came tins. If so, it says it twice came it's. Af skoda mule amakam shnei came tins. So if over there by my marocha it says we two came tins. lechem aponim is two, one for each malacha. So every mincha that then should be that you're not only if we're learning one from another, lechem aponim for mincha, we should learn mincha for lechem aponim. That you should need two kaimitz, not just one kaimitz. So if you're telling me that two kaimitz makes up a carbon, so the askarasa, the memory, what's the askarasa? Should be two kaimitz by every mincha. We're learning kaimitz from mincha's chayte. Malahal and kaimitz. Hachas apostle of kachay lachas apostle. If anything is missing, it's apostle. And there, it's only one kaimitz. Is a raya by lechem aponim. The two kaimitz are two separate kabanas. Each kaimitz is a carbon in its own right. So therefore, when you say you donain levain, it's only one kaimitz. Even though the two kaimitz and lechem aponim, it wasn't one carbon made up of two kaimitz.
Each one is a separate.
Carbon. Now, when you say you bring a kaimitz, first of all, whose fist do you use? The kaimitz of kohen gadol. You bring in the kaimitz of the largest kohen in that group, because any kohen can come and take it. So, therefore, how do you know which kohen is kaimitz? You got to be machmer.
It doesn't mean the kohen gadol.
No. Kohen the gadol of that group.
Who's the biggest one?
That mishmer. Yeah.
That day.
Because the mishmer celebrates about the others. So that day.
Does it go by when he made the shvuah, or does it take him a week to talk to you from wherever he said it?
Yeah. They changed mishmar.
In other words, the way he says it, but it's when he actually turns up and has to hand it over.
The way Kabbalah
says God should be kind
doesn't say of that day, maybe of all the kind. But the
Tachan says
that day.
So what's
every day,
if you did today's measure is
the question if you did made this neder at home.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So
maybe the total kind.
You made the neder in Tiberi, and it took you three months to get your shalayim.
I guess the day I think it's going to happen.
And punkt your muzzle that day, Bosovsky's sitting in the
mikdash,
and he's got hands like that.
However, Rabbi Chizka disagrees. He said, I feel it became a tabalim. The guy who donated it, his hand. Even if his hand is smaller than everybody else. Because he has a choice to give it to any mincha he wants, just like a regular mincha. When you give a mincha, you could choose which kohen you want to give. You look for the kohen with the smallest hands. And say, oh, Yankel, make me my mincha. So therefore, and we're learning lechem aponim from mincha. So lechem aponim also, you don't have to use the big kohen, you can use small kohen. So I'm going to write it. Gold. She gives then a dinner. Zav, the minimum you should give is. A dinner zav, which is 25 zuzim. When do we say there's a minimum? Only if you mention the word a coin. Tzura. Avolim lehiskit. Is that a coin? You just said gold. Then maybe afilu tineira, a little fork, a golden fork. Nothing. Gold. Anything made out of gold could be anything. Shishon ledove. Amar chizga amar kenegit shit about the others. Why six ledove? Because that's six. Every mishmer had 6 days. Shabbos, they all joined again. So therefore, there should be a separate shofar for each day. Can I get that? Papad Yama, can I get sheish behemoths? There are 6 different behemoths used for kabbalah, so we have representing those behemoths. Par, Egel, Soyer, Ayel, Gedivitle. Shmuel Yama, can I get sheish kabbalahs? There are 6 kind of kabbalahs, and that's what it's for. Chatois, Hashamas, Menachas. So Menachas is a carbon. Vasidis, Eifa, and the Kinizov, and Kinizov, and Kinizov is the Kinizovus. Amr Abiyav Yechen says, Ayadesh, and Adova, Meruba. He said, you know why he had 6? Because you people were very generous when it came to the Mizbech, they always felt to give. Is Ribul Shafer's Harbor. Therefore, if you put them all in one Shafer, the coins get Fajavit. So they spread around the 6 boxes so that they can last for a while. See if it says, even though we learned the Gemara on Shabbos, that it's better to give money to people calling the light than to give it to buildings and to give it to to Damon. See what it says. Chachloisa, when they finished, Tevil of Ne'amel of Yerod, Rav Shimon Nachman Shabbat Yisrael, Ashtein Nedavas, they made 2 Nedavas. They made 2 boxes for Nedavas. They made 2 boxes for Nedavas. They made, you know, where people can put the money in. One like inside and one outside. What he said is only 1 box. It says, they made 1 order and they put it inside the Beis Hashem. They made a hole in the Delos. No, they made. So what are they arguing about? They argue about how many boxes they have to receive all of these coins. So the combination, they had that, did they have two boxes to collect all of these davus? Or did they have one box to collect all of these davus? Sounds like we're talking about the Beder Kabayis, eh? The Beder Kabayis. Okay, so the Kabayis looks like they had two different boxes. One they put next to Mizbech, and one they put outside in the Azora, so that the people can put in the, not everybody can walk inside next to Mizbech, so that people can give the davus in both places. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, they only had one box. Because it says, Vayir HaMelech v'yasu or nechad, v'yitnei, and where did they put it? Behecha Beis Hashem. They put it in Behecha Beis Hashem. V'yikav chur b'dalsa, they made a hole in the side, so people with money, Vayir HaMelech v'yasu or nechad, v'yitnei b'shar Beis Hashem, chutz outside. V'cheda, it says here, they made a box outside. So what do you tell me? They only made one box in Heichal Hashem. They made a box outside Hashem to receive the money. They made it for the Tmeyim. The Tmeyim, they couldn't walk into the Heichal. So for those people, they made a box outside so they can donate. They didn't want to make the Beis Hashem. What's that plastic talking about? I'm not sure what you see there. What's that plastic talking about? She's saying there are two boxes. One box they use for clay shutters, and one for gabayas. The inside box, they shouldn't use it all from one box. The inside box was used for kabonis, or better gabayas. The outside box was used to make clay shutters. So therefore, there were two boxes. It wasn't the same tzedakah, one for the tamei, one for that. It was for a different tzedakah altogether. They shouldn't make from the other box. You should have a separate box for the clay shutters. That's what had all these different pushkas.